It's a famous route that required a mule to pull you 15 miles. It'll take you to one of the important early paths on the journey west. It's this edition of the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
The Erie Canal began in Rome, New York, in the summer of 1817. Melody Molesky can tell you a lot about that old waterway.
In Rome, New York, you would find that it was very easy to dig. So they wanted to get a section of the canal completed because everyone didn't even understand how this would be successful or how they would even complete it. So they wanted to find an area, which was between Utica and Syracuse, that would have no locks in it.
The long, level stretch of land at Rome helped connect the rivers. And from there, the canal was built toward both ends of the state.
The first canal that they had, the Erie Canal, sometimes referred to as Clinton's Ditch, was 40 feet wide, 4 feet deep, 26 feet. So you're actually a prism shape. It wasn't rectangular. They would use mules and horses to navigate up and down the Erie Canal. And many people might be even familiar with the song, 15 Miles on the Erie Canal.
I've got a mule. Her name is Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's
that 15 miles was the distance mules would tow a barge before being switched out for another animal. Soon, businesses and towns sprang up along the popular route, giving rise to many cities that remain today.
It started here on July 4th, 1817. By 1825, it went 363 miles all the way across the state from Albany to Buffalo. Traffic was very heavy on the canal. It was very, very successful. So right away, they started thinking about increasing the size of the canal. So they built another Erie Canal between 1836 and 1863. This one is now a little bit larger.
But as transportation needs changed, the famous canal eventually became a route that was too slow for many Americans. Today, the New York State Barge Canal System travels near the route of the original Erie Canal. Traveling the Countryside in Rome, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.